saving the demonstration teams. United Express to add Embraer regional jets, and a flight attendant strike may be looming at Piedmont. This is Aero News for Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A We the People online petition has been created in an effort to have the U.S. military restore funding for performances by its jet demonstration and other teams, such as the Golden Knights and Leapfrogs. The creators of the petition are seeking 100,000 electronic signatures in 30 days. The creators of the petition say on the effort's website that, quote, money to maintain the flight teams can be found by rearranging priorities and reducing waste. If the military were to honestly assess its spending, there is no doubt that money to maintain the flight teams could be found and rediverted, end quote. The site's creators say that the military demonstration teams have been cut because they seem like, again quoting, easy targets for budget tightening, end quote, adding that the economic impact on communities where air shows have been canceled because of the loss of the Blue Angels or Thunderbirds far exceeds the amount saved by the government for canceling those performances. Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Frank A. Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey, has introduced legislation that would restrict popular taxpayer-paid aviation demonstration teams from performing at international air shows. In light of the tightened budget at the Department of Defense that has grounded those teams this year from participating in air shows around the country, Lobiondo introduced the Aviation Teams Helping Our Municipalities' Economies, or the At-Home Act of 2013, to ensure domestic performances are prioritized above request from abroad, should the teams resume performing this year. United Airlines and Embraer have signed an agreement for the sale of 30 Embraer 175 jets with options for an additional 40 of the same model, taking the firm order and options to a total of up to 70 aircraft. If all options are exercised, the combined order has an estimated value of $2.9 billion at current list prices. United will purchase the aircraft with deliveries in 2014 and 15, and the aircraft will be operated by a United Express partner to be announced later. The Embraer 175 is the first 76-seat regional jet aircraft in the United Express fleet. As United inducts the new aircraft into the United Express fleet, the company will remove some of the older 50-seat regional jets in the fleet. The E-175s will consume 10% less fuel per seat and will have less CO2 emissions per seat than those 50-seat aircraft that they will replace. The reality of a strike at U.S. Airways Express carrier Piedmont Airlines appears to be drawing closer after what was described by the Flight Attendants Union as, quote, continued stonewalling, end quote, by management throughout contract negotiations. Piedmont Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, says it has been working to reach an agreement that is, quote, beneficial to crew members and to the airline, end quote, but, again quoting, management has presented unreasonable proposals and has frequently made regressive proposals in bargaining, end quote. Piedmont flight attendants say they are determined to do whatever it takes to get a contract that reflects their contributions to the airline. They've made this clear with a 98% strike authorization. Piedmont flight attendants have been in mediation with management since August of 2011 and have asked the National Mediation Board to release the parties into a 30-day cooling-off period. The release could come at any time. At the end of the cooling-off period, the flight attendants can begin CHAOS strike actions, CHAOS standing for Create Havoc Around Our System, and would include a series of targeted, unannounced strikes. Captain Mark Richardson, president of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, released a statement following the nomination of Anthony Fox to lead the Department of Transportation, supporting the choice. Quote, on behalf of the pilots of Southwest Airlines, I want to congratulate Mayor Anthony Fox on his nomination to serve as the next Transportation Secretary. As mayor, Mr. Fox quickly grasped the importance that transportation had to the economic well-being of the city he led. If confirmed, we look forward to working with him to implement the comprehensive airline industry growth and safety plan that the SWAPA recently endorsed. End quote. When Aero News continues, NASA still paying to hitch rides with the Russians. building the AW-169 in the city of brotherly love. And keep an eye open for the Despicablimp.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA has signed a $424 million modification to its contract with the Russian Federal Space Agency, Roscosmos, for full crew transportation services to the International Space Station in 2016, with return and rescue services extending through June 2017. This firm fixed-price modification covers comprehensive Soyuz support, including all necessary training and preparation for launch, flight operations, landing and rescue of 6 space station crew members on long-duration missions. It also includes additional launch site support, which was provided previously under a separate contract. The modification will allow for a lead time of about 3 years. Roscosmos needs that time to build additional Soyuz vehicles. These services will provide transportation to and from the ISS for U.S., Canadian, European, and/or Japanese astronauts. Meanwhile, NASA is facilitating development of a U.S. commercial crew space transportation capability with the goal of achieving safe, reliable, and cost-effective access to and from the space station and low Earth orbit beginning in 2017. NASA says it is committed to launching U.S. astronauts aboard domestic spacecraft as soon as possible. A final assembly line for the new generation AW-169 helicopter will be established at Augusta Westland's Philadelphia facility, located in Northeast Philadelphia Airport. The first Philadelphia-built AW-169 helicopter will be inducted into the final assembly in May 2014 and will be delivered to the first customer in early 2015. The new production line will ramp up to produce about 20 aircraft per year by 2017. More than 80 AW-169 helicopters have now been ordered for a wide range of missions, including corporate transport, air ambulance, law enforcement, utility, and offshore transport. With all 4 prototypes already flying, the AW-169 is on schedule to achieve civil certification in 2014. Well, you know, it's a good thing the horses at the Kentucky Derby will likely be wearing blinders when they run for the roses, lest they be distracted by a strange sight overhead, the Despicablimp. Despicablimp is a 165-foot-long helium-filled blimp that's on a cross-country promotional tour for the upcoming premiere of Despicable Me 2 from Illumination Entertainment and Universal Pictures. The blimp is certainly eye-catching, as it has been skinned to represent one of the movie's minions, those diminutive followers of supervillain Gru from the original movie, Despicable Me. Having already toured the southern U.S. with stops in cities including Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Orlando, and Miami, the blimp now will go on to New York and Boston before returning to California for the movie's red carpet premiere and nationwide opening on July the 3rd. You can follow the adventures of the blimp and enter a contest that might reward you with a ride and a seat at the premiere by simply going to its control center at www.despicablimp.com. Come to think of it, minions are so small they'd probably make good jockeys. Well, if they could stay aboard a galloping thoroughbred. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.